something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans.
Do not complain about your job or coworkers on your first date.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now, why? I want to hear why you think. So you meet a girl first date, and she's talking about her job, and she's bitching about it.
You don't want to come. Oh, if she is?
Yeah. So say you. I'm just asking.
I don't want to be with someone that complains all the time. Mm. And if you're complaining right out of the gate with someone you don't even know. And it's one thing to, like, if you're sharing a complaint, like, man, you know, online dating really sucks. I mean, yeah, that's kind of funny, you know, but when she's like, man, I hate my job so much. There's this girl, Debbie, at work. Oh my gosh. She's, it's like, you know, I don't want to be with someone that complains all the time. And yeah. If you hate your job that much and you're not doing anything about it, then it's like, that tells me right there, you're not a very motivated person. You just complain and point the finger at everybody else instead of looking in the mirror and saying, what do I need to do to better my situation?
Oh, that was deep. Constantly complaining about your job or coworkers, it can make that person seem negative or unprofessional.
Yeah.
It's better to focus on positive things to say about your life and keep the conversation upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants a negative Nancy.
Correct.
What would the term be for a boy, negative?
Negative Neil.
Do you
remember
Nancy.
Debbie Downer? Or not Debbie Downer.
Yeah, Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Those are so funny.
We should do that skit. We'll do it
one time. If you ever watch that, you guys need to go on YouTube and find those because they're hilarious.
Oh, well, we can cover that.
Oh, okay.
We can do that one. Yeah. We can do that. That'll be fun. All right. Don't talk about stories that paint you in a negative light or make you seem irresponsible. So, like, if you are irresponsible or whatever, don't paint yourself in a negative light on your first date. Like, you know, sharing stories that make you look irresponsible or immature can give, like, your date a negative impression of you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would agree. You want to put off a good first impression, you know, so you definitely don't want to seem like you're an idiot or you don't have your shit together. You don't want to come across as a douchebag.
Douchebag. Yeah. You want to keep it like in a positive light and focus like on highlighting your strengths rather than dwelling on your past mistakes.
Let me tell you about that time I lost my son at the grocery.
At the grocery store. Yeah, keep it
probably
positive.
Don't want to tell that one right away.
No. save the best for last. Like, okay, telling your date that you've Googled them extensively. So, hey, yeah, no, I checked you out on this account.
You shouldn't tell them, but I highly recommend doing that before you go on a date.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. So you do recommend that they do highly extensively Google their date. Okay. But don't tell the date.
Especially women. Google, if you're meeting a guy for a date, Google his ass. Do as much research as you can because there's a lot of cons out there. And, you know, there was a friend of mine not too long ago. She messaged me and was telling me about she met this guy. Oh, she asked me if I knew him because he lived in Greenwood. And I was like, no, I don't know him. And so she did this Google search on him and stuff. And it turns out, I don't know, there was some major stuff going on between him and his ex-wife or something. And it was like in the newspaper and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to want to avoid that guy. Yes. I think you should totally do that. Check out their criminal background record if you can. Because if they've got, you know, if they've been arrested for assault, you know, stalking, theft, those are type of things you do not want in your life. You don't want to bring that guy into your life at all.
So I completely agree with you that 100% what Ezra said, you guys. You should definitely, if you're meeting somebody, go ahead, Google the shit out of them, right? Because why not? Why not find out as much information on them as you can? And then obviously make sure you're safe, right? You're getting ready to go on a first date with somebody that you probably met online. You want to know like who that person is, but you don't have to reveal it to the date, because if a guy, you know, if I'm on a first date and a guy is telling me that he extensively Googled me and knows everything about my accounts, then I'm going to be like, oh, he's obsessive. He's a stalker. He's creepy. If you are doing it, do it like with the good intent of just making sure you're doing your due diligence about who you're going on a date with, not in an obsessive, creepy way.
Yeah. And you don't need to tell him.
No, don't disclose that. Yeah. Not a good idea.
You know, maybe once you get into a relationship with that person, you could be like, hey, you want to hear something funny? I Googled you.
I Googled
you. Before we went out. And, and you're pretty boring, actually. Yeah.
Have you ever heard like the new slang that, you know, like when girls, you know, or guys get in a fight, they're like, they'll be like, I don't even know who you are. And then they'll be like, Google me, bitch. Yeah, well, Google me, bitch.
You don't even know me. Google me.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. Not overused. Okay. Anyways, bringing up controversial or taboo topics, unless you're sure your date is comfortable discussing them.
Yeah. I mean, I think this probably falls in line with politics and religion and past relationships. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't do anything that's going to create a divide out of the gate. Yeah. I think that that's right back where we were talking about with religion and politics.
Yeah.
Okay. Obsessing over yourself or constantly talking about your achievements. You should not do that, Ezra. Ezra.
Yeah. I agree.
Do you do that?
Yeah. I mean,
what do you say?
Sometimes I do want to be like, hey, Google me.
Google me.
Because then you're going to pull up all my election victories.
Yeah. I'm a city councilman. Like,
yeah, that's right. I'm a stud.
Yeah, I'm a stud.
I'm 4-0 in elections.
Google me. Yeah, no. So anyways.
No, I definitely, yeah, you don't want to come across as arrogant, bragging on yourself. But, you know, Kid Rock says, it ain't bragging if you back it up.
Okay, but wait.
Which I don't know.
You know,
when I think about what he said, I'm kind of like, what?
What? Yeah. You'll come off, if you're sitting there talking about all your achievements right out of the gate and, hey, look at me, you're going to come off as self-centered and arrogant.
Yeah. And typically, I don't even tell, when I first start dating someone, I don't even tell them that I'm in politics and things like that. Now, if they do, you know, if they do their due diligence and do some Googling and stuff, they find out, they'll find out pretty quick. But I don't really like to bring it up. You know, because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm special, or, you
yeah,
know, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, like if you're on your first date, you really should be taking the time to ask about the other person, not be really like talking all about yourself. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard it before. You've probably been on a date with that girl that all she did was talk about herself. She never even asked you about you, and you left knowing her and she left knowing nothing about you.
Yeah, it's, yes, I think that that is true. And it's tricky because, you know, on the first date, you're trying to get to know someone, but it's important for both parties to engage and ask questions back and forth. You know, I've had some women say, oh, or even some guys like, man, I went on this date, but it felt more like a job interview than a date. So I think you have to be careful. You know, you don't want it to come across like it's some kind of interview. But it's important for, you know, both parties to engage and ask questions back and forth to keep the conversation flowing. Because when it feels like, I've been on dates before where it feels like it's just one-sided. It's like, I feel like I'm pulling teeth here to get information out of this person and they're not asking anything about me, you know? Mm-hmm. And generally I can't, generally there won't be a second date if I'm experiencing that.
Right.
You know, I need some equal flow here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't talk about like the pressure about physical intimacy or sex.
Yeah. You probably not a good idea on the first date.
Yeah. Pressuring your date for physical intimacy or sex that can be disrespectful, make a person feel uncomfortable and feel like an object.
Yeah. So what you're saying is towards the end of the date, I shouldn't be like, so do you want to get out of here?
No, you should not.
Your place or mine.
Right. Well, you know, in all the movies you watch, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
It's like they have this amazing date and then he walks her to the door and then she's like, come inside.
Do you want to come up for a nightcap?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's
but is not- that realistic? Do you really think, I mean, I wonder how realistic that really is. Or I guess really what it comes down to, if you get caught up in that moment and it does happen naturally right at the end of the date, great. But, you know, don't fixate during the date talking about sex and what you need in, you know, physical intimacy and being all hung up and driven around a sex conversation, because that is like, to me, it would be a complete turn off. I mean, I would feel pressure. I would feel like you're past a boundary with me. Like,
yeah, you're basically making that other person think that that's what this is really about. Mm-hmm. Like you're trying to
booty call.
Yeah. You're trying to get in my pants, mm-hmm, instead of actually wanting to get to know me.
Yeah. He just wants to know what's in her pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So girls, women out there listening, hold out as long as you can.
Amen. I agree. All right. Asking overly personal or invasive questions. You shouldn't do that. So like,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So earlier, I think we talked about that you had a girl ask you how much money you make.
Yeah. I did have a date once that, it wasn't the first date. It was like second or third date. And she asked me how much money I made.
So do you feel like that's a personal question or an invasive question or both?
Yeah, both. I mean, number one, it's none of her damn business that early on. I mean, mm-hmm, if you're getting into a relationship with someone, really, at some point, finances need to be discussed. And probably, especially if you're getting to that point of moving in together or you're talking about marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that's the time when things need to be discussed like that. To me, a girl, when she was asking me how much money I made, then I'm just like, well, she's just trying to find, you know,
sugar daddy.
She's doing a little gold digging, mm-hmm, here, you know.
Mm-hmm. She wants an allowance.
Yeah, I think so.
She wants a new purse.
I think so. But I already got, you know, two kids, so yeah. I don't need a third.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. All right. So making assumptions or judgments about your date's interests or lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, definitely assuming isn't good.
Yeah. Well, you should never make it like assumptions, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to understand this one here. Like, because I think if you start to assume something, it's okay to ask, you know, like, oh, so you're interested in this, or mm-hmm, you seem like you'd be very interested in this, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe present it as a conversation piece like that.
Like, okay. So an assumption. So say the girl walks in and she's decked out in like Nike shoes. She's got like a, you know, a workout gear going on, or I don't know, like this is probably a really stupid example, but you know, I'm with you. I'm trying to like figure kind of this out, but I think what they're saying is don't assume because she's dressed up in athletic wear that she's an athlete, or don't assume because she, is dressed not with name brand stuff that she has no money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think like what I could say about a dude. Like if he comes in and he's, you know, kind of blue collar looking and, you know, looks like, you know, he's not in that suit and tie and whatever, don't just assume that he's not successful. Like don't make assumptions by somebody's appearance or what.
Or assume he's not very intelligent.
Yes. Just don't make assumptions. Don't talk about your exes excessively. Comparing your date to them. So
definitely a no-no.
Yeah. So you got examples of that. Like, have you been compared like to another girl's ex?
I don't think I've ever had one specifically talk about it to my face. I think, you know, generally sometimes people are, you know, when they've been in a relationship with someone for a long time and it ends and then they start dating again, I can see where someone would do that, you know, in their own head of, well, my ex used to do that and I hated it. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or if you say, gosh, you act just like my ex. Oh, or you look just like my ex.
If I was having a conversation and someone said, oh my gosh, you act just like my ex, then I'd be kind of offended.
Yeah. Or my ex used to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's a good idea. And if you know, you're with someone and they remind you of your ex or they do things that your ex did that you don't like, then maybe that's a sign to not
peace.
To move on.
Yeah.
No second date.
Yeah. And the last one that we're going to tackle, and I think this is a big one, and maybe some people don't realize it when I'm going to say this, complaining about being single and then also bad mouthing your previous dates. But more importantly, the complaining about being single. If you're on a first date and you're, you know, complaining about being single and that's all you're talking about and you're fixated on that, I then will assume that you are diehard looking for a relationship and possibly could settle on any scenario if the person's willing, just to say you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you're complaining about being single over and over and over again, then I'm going to also question, what's wrong with you? Like, why does anyone want you?
Yeah. Once you just start to get our age, it's like some people are single for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, again, it goes back to, I don't want to be with someone that complains all the time. And I think it's important that if you're single, you still learn to love your life and who you are as a single person.
Yeah.
I'm more interested. That's more of a turn on to me than someone complaining about being single. They hate being single and they jump from relationship to relationship because that's not somebody I'm really interested in.
Mm-hmm. You know. Amen. Well, so do you feel like after we talked about this stuff today that you know, you're going to take anything away for your next first date?
Probably. I don't know.
Listen,
when I go on a first date these days, you know, I keep it very casual. You know, for both parties involved, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on. And I'm just more interested in, you know, I'm not looking for a high maintenance person.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's go to St. Elmo's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love St. Elmo's, but I'm not interested in spending $100-some on a first date.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've been there, done that.
You know what? This list that we just went through, I think these are all definite do not do's on a first date. But when you actually crunch it down and look at the bigger picture, anytime you're on a date with your significant other, your partner, your husband, your wife, really, if you want to have a good date, there's a lot of these things you should still not do.
Yeah.
Because you could sour a mood real quick. Like you even if you are in a relationship and you want to talk about politics, religion, and do all that stuff on your date, honestly, like there's a lot of things that could just like ruin your date with your husband.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this should be applied across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's certain things you can talk about because you're now good and comfortable with each other, but
yeah,
there's a lot of things on that list that you should not do.
Regardless. Yeah, I would agree. I think it, you know, if you're married or in a relationship and you're having your date night, I think it depends what you're doing for that date night too.
Yeah.
But the point of the date night is sort of to check out from your daily routines and just get out and experience each other, having fun, mm-hmm. and, you know, being lighthearted and laughing and joking and enjoying life versus, oh man, I don't know how we're going to pay this bill this month or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
Well, I don't know. I just hope that everybody out there can find love. L-O-V-E.
Yes.
Everyone deserves love.
Love is love.
Love is love. All right, you guys, you can join us on our Facebook group. It is Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Also, you can email us if you want at hofbeans@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions on episode talks or things that you want to hear from us, let us know. Don't forget to give us the thumbs up and subscribe.